This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
We are back. Another day, another dollar. Not just a description of Ivan's deeply unsatisfactory contract. It is a description of the world of commerce, which is thriving here at the Sound Deals Warehouse.
It's so great to be here. Thank you for joining us, Sound Deals listeners. We're your hosts, Max and Ivan. Max, you said another day, another dollar. What? I just want to say a little something to the Sound Deals listeners. If you contractually agree to be paid in some dollars, please make sure you agree on what dollar that is.
Oh wow! So in your contract it just says some dollars.
Yes. So it does. It does vary. But unfortunately, I'm being paid not in US dollars.
Right. Okay. Do you know which denomination?
No, I haven't been able to work it out yet. But I have also been told that I certainly don't have enough to take them to an exchange place.
Right.
It's clearly not enough at the moment.
Okay, it's a currency so small that it can't be exchanged for anything else.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's really exciting. You're learning about other denominations.
I really am. And, you know, slowly but surely, I'll have enough to make a pillow.
So, wait, you get paid... You physically get paid in paper money?
Yeah.
Right, but you don't know...
No, cannot fathom where this... where this money is for.
Sorry, I thought it went into your bank account.
Oh, I wish. No,
okay, so you are being given each month a varying quantity of...
Yeah, I get, an envelope or just, it just gets thrown in my corner.
Right. And is it folding or are there coins or what's the...
It does vary. It does vary. I've asked for paper money.
Because just, it's softer.
Yeah, it'd be nicer for the pillow.
Certainly. And is it always the same unknown currency?
Oh, it's different. It is always a dollar of some kind.
Yes.
Now, I have recognised a couple of the countries. So I've definitely got Jamaican dollars.
Right, okay.
I think I have... I don't know if this country exists.
Go on.
Speltasian dollars.
Speltasian dollars. Okay. And is that one of the primary currencies?
Yeah, a lot of my pay is in Speltasian dollars.
Well, wonderful. I mean, listen, I'm no geographer, and I do not want to, speak authoritatively on whether or not the good people of Speltasia, exist, or the nature of their economy.
Well, if there are any Speltasians out there who would let me know how much 4 Speltasian dollars are worth in, pounds.
In pounds, yeah.
That would be great.
Absolutely. Well, fingers crossed that their economy is thriving. If they're engaged in business with the Sound Deals team, then they're...
Surely.
Absolutely.
Surely they are.
They know what side their bread is buttered on.
Oh man, I'd love some buttered bread.
Well, our bread and butter is bringing you some of the finest products around. And I'm sure, Ivan, once we've shared today's offerings with the listeners, you'll have enough to buy some buttered bread.
Fingers crossed. All right, let's kick things off with our first product, which has been emailed in to the Sound Deals team by Lauren of Podcast The Newsletter in New York City.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Podcast The Newsletter. And thank you, New York City. We are delighted to have Lauren's product, which was brought to our attention. Evan has had a wonderful time testing it out. The product is none other than...
Shower Belly.
Ah, the Shower Belly. My goodness me, it's been a joy to spend 30 days with the Shower Belly.
Absolutely. You seem like a changed man since the Shower Belly came into your life, Evan.
I feel like it, you know, partly because to use this product, you need a shower, and the Sound Deals producers...
They've provided one.
Absolutely. I'm very sad to see it being wheeled away right now before my eyes.
You had a good run.
You know, 30 days of having a shower, it has been gorgeous.
But not just a regular shower.
It is a regular shower, but the showers I've had have not been regular.
Quite.
Because I have had the Shower Belly.
Quite, yes.
And this is a product that you can have right now, guys. So please do buy the Shower Belly, because this will change your life.
100%. As Ivan mentioned, all you need to use the Shower Belly is a regular shower.
Yes.
Then you simply plug it in and off you go.
Yeah. Obviously it's electric. It does come with a 10-meter cord.
Yes.
And it will strap onto your belly.
Yes, absolutely. There are questions about the safety of an electrical item
in the
shower.
Don't question them. It's fine. Yeah. You know, there's plenty, like, street lights work outside when it rains. Why can't the Shower Belly work in the shower?
Absolutely. And Ivan showers outside when it rains.
Yes, yes.
Often under a streetlight so that he can see.
I sure do. And it's most of the time it's fine.
Yeah. You've not been electrocuted by a streetlight yet. Yeah. And as far as I understand it, the Shower Belly experience was completely electrocution free.
Sure.
More or less. Yeah.
More or less. Yes.
But let's focus on the less, and let's focus on you with the Shower Belly plugged in, 10-meter cable. You just plug it into any nearby power source.
Yeah.
Fire on the shower, and then you've got it strapped round your waist.
Round your waist. It kind of gives you a second belly.
And who among us hasn't wanted that experience when in a shower? So it's strapped on over your initial belly.
Yeah. So look, I'm not going to tell you how to have a shower, but get naked.
Okay.
Attach the Shower Belly to you.
Yeah.
Plug it in.
Yes.
It's quite heavy, so, you know, just slowly walk to the shower.
Yep.
Then just enjoy yourself.
Yes, enjoy yourself. You're in the shower. The Shower Belly's on, giving you a kind of... I mean, it's not dissimilar to a pregnant woman's, you know, lump, baby bump.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of... It does kick...
Yes, I mean, it is essentially the simulation of bearing a child in your womb.
Yeah, it's for those who want to know what it feels like, but specifically whilst you're in the shower.
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is the wonderful thing about both technology and about hygiene and washing related technology at the moment. We're able to experience extremely, extremely niche things that previously we wouldn't have been able to. You look at our grandparents who were all, you know, bathing in a tin bath with water that they had to heat up on a log fire.
Yeah.
Which I know Ivan has also been slightly envious of.
Oh, I wish I had that.
But there are, you know, nowadays we've got power showers, we've got rainforest showers, and finally, we get to experience the joys of a specific part of pregnancy whilst being showered with water. So, Ivan...
Joys and hardships.
Right. I suppose...
I would just like to say how empathetic I feel to all of those heavily pregnant people out there who, you know, might, say, drop the soap in the shower and really just struggle to pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, that is what it is, really. It's an empathy building tool.
Hmm.
And I sensed you getting not just more empathetic, but more attached to the belly as the 30 days went on. You know?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Does it have anything to do with the drugs that you also have to take whilst using the product?
I wondered maybe when you might mention the they're sort of hormones, aren't they?
Yeah. It's a hormone treatment, just to kind of give you a little bit more. You know, it's not just the physical, it's the emotional. It's what's going on inside as well as outside.
And just to bring it back to the shower element, for people out there who sort of see the product as a fairly kind of profound social quasi-medical experiment, but want to know why it is just for the shower.
Yeah. Well, look, obviously, it's for within 10 meters of a plug socket.
Yep.
Of course. But they really want to direct you to the shower. It's because they have partnered with a water company.
Yes. With water.
With water.
Big Water, I think, because obviously it's a globally available product. So wherever you get your water, it is likely that the good people at Shower Belly do have a commercial relationship with them. And,
yes.
And we have to be very clear about that for advertising regulations. We have to be very straight up about the fact.
We do. Now, obviously, they do say that showers use less water than baths. So why is it not Bath Belly? It's because if you get in the bath, a full bath, and you fully submerge the shower belly in the bath, then that will guarantee an electrocution.
You will, yes. I think it was initially sold as Bath Belly.
Yes, which they wanted, because that would mean more water being used.
Yes, absolutely. However, yeah, they've been clear that it should be. They do recommend a long shower.
Oh yeah. They really do. They recommend above 1 hour.
Over an hour. They say you only really start to feel the effects of Shower Belly after the first 60 minutes.
Yeah.
I know you were really pushing the limits, especially as you were delighted to have the shower. What was the longest shower that you were able to have?
Well, you know, it's quite exhausting. You kind of end up just sat down on the floor, just hoping for it to end, with the shower kind of just hitting the back of your shoulders, you know, almost.
When you say
water torture,
hoping for it to end, what do you mean?
Well, you know, the shower belly has a clock inside it,
right?
And it'll tell you how long an hour has.
Oh, so you're not in control of the length of the shower you take?
No. Once you sign up, shower belly take over your water supply, and they also, someone will actually come over just to make sure that you are spending the full hour in the shower.
I'm sorry, somebody, a representative of the company, will,
yes.
And you've specified actually that you are naked.
Yes,
sat in the shower, waiting, hoping for it to end.
That's correct.
And at which point a helpful company rep will simply pop their head in.
Yeah, and they'll just give me the nod that I can leave.
And does the nod happen at the moment that you can leave, or do they just tell you how much longer you have to do?
Well, no, the shower belly knows when it's in the shower.
Right.
So then it'll start the timer.
Yes.
Then a kind of an alarm will go off.
Right.
Then the person.
What does this person do?
Well, they're just there to make sure you don't leave before the timer is up.
Right. So does that mean they're sat watching you the whole time? How else would they know?
They don't need to watch, but you know, you can, they'll be nearby, near enough to know that you're in the shower with the shower belly on.
Well, how near is near enough? I mean, it's either in the room or just outside listening. Surely. Sorry, I'm just trying to get my head around. I haven't been joining Ivan in the shower, so this is news to me.
I don't know how each of the people working in the shower belly team operates.
How did your
Eduardo? Okay. He took the showers with me.
Right.
And he was very nice, though. He did, you know, he kept rubbing the belly and said, "Wow, what a big gorgeous belly."
Okay. And presumably there's an element of,
and he kept saying, "I can feel it kicking."
Of course, you mentioned that it did kick.
It does kick.
But it's it is also simply a clock inside. This is what
Yes, it's a kicking clock. It's surrounded by it's pig fat.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's sort of sloshing around in there.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. And so Eduardo was holding the belly, which is both sort of, I suppose, maybe empathetic, but also feeling the kicks to ensure you know that you still needed to be in the shower.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, and then it got to an hour, shortly over an hour.
Yeah, and then Eduardo said, "Do you want to stay for more?"
Oh, so you had an option.
Yeah, you've always got an option, you know, an option. Well, your option is more or you know, or an hour.
Okay, right. So what did you then end at that point?
And then I did say, "No, please, can we stop now?" You know, what's interesting about the shower belly is, as you can see, now that my 30 days is up and I've been able to take it off, if I just lift up my t-shirt and show you where it was, obviously this is the patch that I haven't been able to clean.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, yeah.
And I suppose, ironically, there's maybe another kick in there for the good people at the water company, because you're likely to really want to get your hands on as much water as you can.
Yes, yeah. Now I really want to try and, you know, properly clean this. And I have been told, ironically, it's going to take about 9 months for this to get back to normal.
Goodness me. Well, I mean, it's a bit of a shame that the good folks here at Sound Deals have removed the shower, because it would come in handy.
But you know, there is always rain.
Although the team behind Shower Belly would advise you to steer clear of rain.
Oh yeah, no, they don't care for rain or natural lakes, oceans.
No, unprocessed water, which they would warn you is potentially very dangerous.
Yes, they do. They do tell you that.
Yeah. So that's the shower belly.
Yeah.
May you all have a fruitful relationship with both the belly and with whichever minder you are assigned.
Yes. And if you do get Eduardo, please send him my best. All right, let's launch into our next product.
Absolutely.
And that is
Bamboot.
Ah, how I love to toot toot my bamboot, the bamboo flute.
A lovely poem, Ivan, and it's delightful that your artistic side has been so enlivened.
Yes.
by your journey with the bamboot.
The bamboot. Now, I did say it was a bamboo flute, but
but it's we must be clear, it's not at all. That's not what it is. Would you like to clarify?
The bamboot can be a bamboo flute.
Yes.
But it could be all sorts of things. It's the Swiss Army knife of bamboo musical instruments.
Bamboo musical instruments, yes. So as well as a flute, it could certainly be a recorder, a penny whistle, perhaps.
Yes. It can be a drumstick.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, not just related to woodwind instruments. It can be all manner of other things. But Ivan was using it primarily as a flute?
Yes, I was using it as a flute. What I love about the bamboot is that you get to make it yourself.
Yes, absolutely. What you were sent in the post, should you order, and I imagine you will.
Oh, you will.
The bamboot is not, we must be clear, a ready-made musical instrument.
No, it's a kit.
Yes, it's a map to some bamboo, which which is all part of the bamboot adventure.
Yes.
Now Ivan set out. Very excited, and as we discovered, slightly
on the bam route.
On the bam route, slightly by foot, because he was destitute. But he was a little under equipped, but he had all the best intentions to make it to this bamboo forest, which is where the bamboo supplies can be located.
Obviously, we can't disclose where that is.
No,
because the product
that is ultimately the product itself is the location of the product.
But once you get there, you show the person at the gate your map.
Yes, which doubles as a kind of ticket.
Yeah. So it's a large ticket map. Ticket on one side, map on the other.
Yep.
They swap that for a saw, then they let you in.
Absolutely. And then you have 20 minutes to gather and sort of hew as many bamboo instruments as you can.
Yes.
Now, 20 minutes isn't long, but it is or should be long enough to at the very least come out with a drumstick, but ideally something you can blow.
Yeah. Now the flute, I would say, is probably like the second easiest product to make.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure how, but I did see someone come out with a bamboo saxophone.
Extraordinary.
And I was very impressed.
And there is a photo on the wall of somebody playing a bamboo piano, and we have no idea. I think very organized, presumably practiced the whittling of it previously.
Very clever, very
because
clever.
You do need to leave the compound with a fully finished item. You're not permitted to work on it once you leave.
Gosh, no. They will make sure that you don't.
They take a very dim view, and they keep a close eye on all bamboo instruments when they leave.
In fact, you're only allowed to play them for 4 hours after you leave in a kind of holding pen.
Yes.
Then they'll take the instrument from you to make sure that you don't work on it anymore.
Yes. They do, which is a unique business model. They take away your instrument, and should you wish to play another one,
they'll give you another map to another bamboo farm.
Yes, another route. Yes, and that's how it works. It is part mystery, it's part adventure, and it's part musical education. Ivan, I'm fascinated as to how you managed to, because of course you were testing this for 30 days.
Yes.
So you were on a sort of a perpetual quest, really, to make it to yet another of the many.
I was really surprised by how many farms, bamboo farms, there are in England alone.
Yes. Did you go to a different one each time?
I did. I went to 30 different farms, so I went to one a day.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And how did you get to each one?
Walking.
Okay.
Wonderful. Yeah. Hitchhiking.
Lovely.
And then one point I did need to actually get the Euro Star
right
to France, because
they're not all in England.
Well, they're not all, there are a lot in England.
Right.
Loads. But it just depends what route you are given. You know, you're given a map to one specific farm.
Certainly.
And the one I was given
was on the continent.
Annoyingly, I passed four bamboo farms.
Right, but you presumably wouldn't have been given entry.
No, because on the other side, of course, is your ticket.
Is your ticket.
And my ticket and was in French.
Yeah, they take a very dim view of people trying to use an invalid ticket.
No, of course not.
No. But you made it, you somehow made it onto the Eurostar.
Well, so in my penultimate English bamboot experience, I by that point, I'd gotten pretty good on the bamboo flute.
Absolutely.
I used my 4 hours in the pen to busk.
Wonderful, wonderful thinking.
To try and get enough money for my ticket to France.
Did you already know that you were going to France? At what point did you... And also, wait... This is on me, just for not...
Okay, so you're clearly not keeping up here. Listen,
I've been so delighted with the grainy videos that you've been sending me of you playing the bamboo flute. On one slightly low-energy occasion, the bamboo spoons. I think you'd maybe checked out a little bit
I was tired.
On that day. A very incomprehensible display of what I later discovered was intended to be a bamboo violin, but I don't think...
Not successful.
But yeah, I mean, I was delighted by that, so much so that I didn't stop to think of the logistics of where you were and how you'd got to these various parts.
Yeah.
Parts of the world.
I was slightly cheating at that point in that I purchased two bamboots at the same time.
Wow. Bamtoots.
So,
that gives you access to two maps,
as opposed to
say 40 minutes in the pen and 8 hours to
unfortunately
enjoy.
Not. No, okay. That would be great. That's... That would be great. No. So, I had two tickets at one point. I had one map, that led me to Dover.
Right.
And then the other was in Calais.
But unfortunately, you took the Eurostar from King's Cross. Or
yes.
Because those two ferry, ferry ports that you mentioned.
I couldn't... No,
the maps,
the route,
the route they specify
is very specific, and they the route started in King's Cross.
Yes, right.
So you have to follow it.
Yeah, of course, certainly.
Even though there might be a quicker way to get from where you are.
Yeah, Dover Calais. That was an unfortunate coincidence. The route required involved taking the Eurostar.
Yes.
Over.
Quite.
Over to Paris.
And then
it was another walk.
And then it was a long walk back up to Calais.
And what did you do? I'd imagine you'd have been fairly exhausted when your 20-minute allotted whittling time began. What did you make there?
Well, I knew that I had to make something impressive because I needed to busk myself quite a bit of money
to get back home,
to get to Paris to walk up to Calais.
Right. Yes.
So I really worked hard on a little piccolo.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Not a great busking scene in Dover.
Okay.
So I did end up just getting another credit card, actually.
Okay, fair enough. Listen, needs must when there's bamboot to be acquired. It's perhaps one of the most immersive, the most creative, the most positive, products that we've had come into the warehouse, or at least have the directions to come into the warehouse. Ivan, what was your highlight?
Oh my god, so many. I think the Bamboot community is something to be scared of, actually.
Right. And it's really amazing that they're able to form a community given the incredibly narrow windows of time with which one is able to enjoy.
Look, I think you don't need to be inside to know that there's another Bambooter out there. If they've got a haggard face, if they've got leathery hands, if they are, you know, if they've got bamboo mouth.
Oh wow, is that a...
Oh, that's something you will get.
Right.
It hurts for a while and then you kind of just get numb from it. It looks painful.
Certainly. Which is presumably a fairly fair reflection.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks and is painful.
Yes.
But then it does numb. And you kind of, you just have this, it's like a natural lipstick.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So if you see those characteristics in people, you wear that Bamboot look like a badge of honor.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the community find your Bamboot brothers and sisters just out in the world, and you. Well, I'd say give them a high five, but honestly, after whittling and playing for that long, you kind of just want to look at each other with kind eyes, and then both go to a lotion shop and just gently massage each other's hands.
And that's the Bamboot experience in a nutshell. Music may be the food of love. Bamboot music is the food of a tired community of disparate people spending time in a lotion shop together.
Brand Bassador.
It's time for Brandbassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are honoured to be joined in the Sound Deals warehouse today by a very special Brandbassador. She is an extraordinary comedian, but not only that, she has a formidable mind for business. It is the wonderful Olga Koch.
Olga, hello and welcome to the warehouse.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I loved the bottles full of piss as I walked in.
Ivan, I told
yes,
you.
Yes, I want to...
when we have guests...
I'm just trying a new thing.
What did we say?
We said don't have the bottles of piss on show. Yeah.
Was there nowhere you could have put them?
No, but there are no cupboards for my belongings, unfortunately. But, Anyway, Olga, hi!
Hi.
We're so excited to have you here selling an amazing product. Before we get into it, this product, is it something that you're just putting your name to or is there more to it?
It's a family business. It's a family business. It's something I'm really passionate about.
It is, of course, a family business. And the product that you are passionate about is none other than...
Multiball.
The multi-ball or the multi-ball.
Yes.
Which would you prefer, Olga? Is it the multi or multi-ball?
Either pronunciation works, similar to my last name. That you could just say it however you want.
Absolutely. And we love that. I mean, that sort of ethos almost permeates the multi-ball.
Although I just want to interject briefly and say that please do pronounce my name Ivan, not Ivan.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just something that I'm very passionate about.
It's the hill that Ivan is willing to die on. I mean, he currently lives in a small concrete corner, which he seems equally willing to die in. But yes, no. Unlike Ivan's name, which has but one very unintuitive pronunciation, the multi or multi-ball can be pronounced either way.
Yeah, 100%.
Fabulous. And please, I mean, we obviously adore the product. If you could share with the world a little bit about this extraordinary family business of yours.
Yeah, I suppose originally it did originate as a sort of variation on the Magic 8 Ball. We don't like to bring up the Magic 8 family. They know what they did.
Yeah.
And you surely know.
Well, listen, I mean, the two things that we discussed before you came on were, one, the bottles of...
Yes, again, and bottle, I do apologize for that.
The bottles of urine.
Some of the best warehouses in the world have bottles full of piss.
That's true.
It's a marker of quality.
That's very kind of you, Olga. And the second thing was, yes, the Koch 8-ball family feud was something we didn't wish to raise on this podcast.
The Montagues and Capulets of the QVC world, truly.
Absolutely. Two commercially orientated families, both alike in spherical commerce.
And obviously, I suppose the irony of it all being that the day that both products were meant to be launched, my great-grandfather decided not to launch because the multi-ball told him not to. And ever since then... Obviously, we've been one step behind the Magic 8 Ball, though we provide a more superior product.
I'm so sorry. I mean, listen, you know, VHS and Betamax had this, you know, it's not always the most technological product that wins the kind of the arms race. However, we here at Sound Deals have never met a product that we wanted to kind of champion and back so much as this kind of, you know, I mean, some have described it as the forgotten stepchild of the Magic 8 Ball, but we see it as a product in its own right to be celebrated and lauded.
Absolutely. Now, and what I find fascinating about the multi or multi ball is that there are two ways of pronouncing it. But maybe it's just the way I've been using it. I've only ever gotten one result, and it's a negative. It's always don't for me. So I ask it, you know, a question: should I breakfast today? Don't. And then I, you know, I don't. Because for 30 days, I do I do use every product that we sell. So I've let the multi-ball
dictate
my life for 30 days. Let's just say I'm getting a little bit canny in the way I'm using it. So I have started my days by asking it if I should not have breakfast.
I see.
And it has been telling me that I should not have breakfast. So I have
a sneaky trick, a classic.
I know, being a little bit sneaky, and I have had, well, I've requested breakfast from the Sound Deals team, and they have consulted the multi-ball.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Well, the multi-ball encompasses something that my grandfather really championed, which was the Soviet mentality.
Yes.
And so the default is always no. And it's sort of, as a child, it really disciplined me. If I wanted truly anything from a slice of cake to, I don't know, a shower, the answer was there. And my parents didn't have to tell me. The multi-ball did. And
Absolutely.
That's really what made me the woman that I am today.
Well, and we cannot speak highly enough of the ethos that has, you know, that has permeated your family and the multi-ball. It's half fun toy, half astonishing propaganda machine in a way.
In Russia, there is no good cop, bad cop. There's good cop, multi-ball.
Yes, absolutely. And it's still used very... It's a highly popular device used by the police force, I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah. They just leave you and in the interrogation room with the ball, and it drives people insane. It's more cruel than solitary confinement and anything they've done in Guantanamo all put together.
Absolutely.
And it was a pleasure to spend my life with for 30 solid days in this warehouse.
As the multi-ball would say, don't.
Quite. It doesn't advise its own use, which is
it's negging you.
It is, and it only makes you want to use it more. Absolutely. Obviously, to the uninitiated, the fact that it's a multi-ball with only one answer feels a little kind of counterintuitive. But that's not necessarily the case, is it?
Absolutely not. It says no. In some of the newer editions, it says no in 30 different languages. So it's a really emphatic no. Also, multi applies to the range of colors and materials it comes in. The hand feel. It's sort of like it's modeled after the bowling balls. So you can have your own weight of multi ball. Again, some critics will say our ball was too big, and that's why we couldn't compete with the Magic 8. I think the bigger the better.
The ball that I was testing for 30 days, and you really do have to lift it up and shake it, and then put it back down for it to tell you what it wants to tell you.
Yeah, how big was yours?
Well, have you seen the Atlas Stones competition in World's Strongest Man? Now, if you look at the first one, which is small, but quite big to someone who maybe wouldn't compete in World's Strongest Man. So it's about that size.
We are a proud supplier for World's Strongest Man.
Oh wow, those are in fact multi-balls of various sizes. Incredible. I mean, Ivan, look, some would say that the ball was too big and unwieldy. Others would say it is redolent of, you know, Soviet might and supremacy.
Absolutely. Well, I fear the ball as much as I fear the Soviet Union.
Awakening the Russian bear.
It's funny a bear, actually, because the packaging was very confusing, Olga. It comes in a larger ball, which you have to open yourself.
Don't forget the crunchy wafer share.
Yes.
Sorry, the crunchy wafer shell, courtesy of our friends at Ferrero Rocher.
Yes, an unexpected tie-in.
Our partnership for the ages. We're really
Russian ambassador, you spoil us.
And if I were allowed breakfast, that is probably what I would have eaten. Unfortunately, I was never able to taste it myself. Oh,
Where did the outer shell go? And
I just had to crumb it down the toilet.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Under the auspices of one of the team.
Yeah, yeah, unfortunately.
So you do have access to the toilet. You choose to pee in a bottle.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, Olga. You're entirely correct, Ivan. What on earth?
What I would say to Sound Deals listeners is once you get through the outer shell of the multi-ball, please don't crumb it down the toilet, because it will block the toilet, and then you'll find yourself in a bottling situation.
That's answering a lot of questions that I've had.
Fair enough.
Next Olga, time you wanna crumb something down a toilet, as the multi-ball would say, don't.
Indeed,
I should have taken its advice.
It's wisdom for almost every occasion. Olga, thank you so much for joining us. How much is the multi-ball on sale for at this time?
$4 million.
Absolutely.
And should you buy it? Well, let's consult the multi-ball.
Let's not consult the multi-ball. Sorry, no. Let's absolutely not consult the multi-ball on this occasion. Let's give it a rest and say absolutely yes. $4 million well spent. Olga Koch, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much to the wonderful Olga Koch for joining us in the Sound Deals Warehouse.
And why don't you join her on a different podcast? Controversial. But I guess you can't listen to Sound Deals every day.
No, nor can you actually join her on that podcast, because...
Can you not?
No, that's not how it works.
Oh, really?
She's already recorded the podcast.
Oh.
Which is a fabulous podcast on the BBC called Human Error, in which she and journalist Hussein Kazvani explore the world of technology whilst drawing upon the knowledge of relevant experts. So unless you are a relevant expert, in which case... you may be able to join her on the podcast.
Just great.
Tune in. Ivan, what, you're not a relevant expert?
Okay, sorry. Anyway, well, you know, get on BBC Sounds if you want and check that out. Why not also check out the Casebook of Max and Ivan whilst you're there? Because, you know, you can.
Absolutely. And for every time you download the Casebook of Max and Ivan, we receive...
I think we just receive... an old telegram from the head of the BBC to say congratulations.
And we love it.
We have had two of those in the last 4 years, and it's been great.
Gorgeous.
Well, guys, I'm afraid to say that is another week of Sound Deals over.
That is a wrap for today's episode, but the deals will keep coming in and we'll keep
telling you all about them.
Oh, yes. We'll be selling you amazing things next time round. And until then, I just want you to know that I will be thinking about each and every one of you.
Yes, we don't have a huge listenership. And Ivan knows you all by name.
Yeah.
And he is grateful for that fact. Thank you. Thank you to everyone. For those of you who have not yet sent in all of your personal details, Ivan would love to yeah, keep track.
Send them in. Send them in to sounddeals@maxandivan.com. just your names. Maybe a little photo so I can put a face to a name. And as and when we have a printer that maybe, you know, I'm testing out, then I'll be able to put those faces up on my wall, and then I'll be able to see you all, and I'll be able to, you know, really feel like I'm part of something bigger.
Did you say you were testing out a printer?
No, I just hope that sound, you know, I don't really get any possessions.
Right. No.
Well, apart from the products that we are selling.
Which is a sort of a transient, temporary kind of situation.
Yeah, so I'm kind of just putting it out there.
Yes.
You know, I'm hoping that Sound Deals will sell a printer of some kind.
I see what you mean. Yes, testing it out in that sense. Yeah, of course. And then,
you know, I'll be able to test it.
Absolutely.
Hopefully it's a printer that prints photos.
Well, quite, yes. I mean, who knows?
But... you know, we don't know. We don't know.
And hopefully, if you were to print out photos of the faces of all of those friends you've never met who listen to the podcast, at the end of your time with the printer, you would be permitted to keep those printouts.
Of course. No, you are right that it might just be a 30-day only. I wouldn't be able to actually keep hold of the printouts.
But we'll cross that
bridge. Who knows? I mean, there is the possibility that as soon as the printout comes out, because it's technically not the product, and that would be taken from me.
It would be classed as a possession and rightfully removed. as per the fairly definitively worded clauses.
Yes.
In your contract.
Yes.
Okay. Well, look, as I said, look, we'll cross that bridge as and when we come to it.
Fingers crossed.
Indeed. But, you know, the take-home message there is that it's always a treat to share the Sound Deals products with our listeners.
Yeah.
And we look forward to doing so next week.
We can't wait. Well, Max, what are you up to now?
I am going to head back to the old homestead, the old four-wheeled homestead, just check if the heater is back to working properly. It's been a little bit chilly.
It has been cold.
It's been flickering on and off, which has been a great chance to just get to know the mechanics, the layout of the vehicle, fingers crossed all will be well.
If you ever find yourself nearby, you know where I am. I'm in this warehouse constantly, and if you just want to share a bit of body heat, then we can sit next to each other and just, you know, keep each other warm.
Well, that's very kind, but you know, look, I'm a busy guy.
Oh, I know you're very busy.
I've got a lot on, and you know, I'm not just tinkering with the battery and the bonnet and the general mechanics of the vehicle and trying to possibly flag down passing drivers to help me, fix the vehicle. Also, you know, working on a lot of other bits and pieces. Got projects and things.
What projects?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah. So a lot of that, really.
Great.
Yeah, to think about and sort of work on and develop and stuff. But you know, if I can clear the desk, or the board that I put on my lap. That I work from, then yeah, could well. But I mean, yeah, probably not this evening, but soon.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy to just curl up by your feet like a loyal dog.
Well, that, I mean, you are quite warm. But no, that's fair. Let me tell you, when the in-vehicle heater is working full whack, it is working.
All so right, okay.
It's going to be, I'll be having a great time.
I get it.
So,
well, I guess that's it for uh-oh. Another week. Sorry, I'm not sure what that sound is. Let me just check the sound deals manual.
It's saying like rig.
Recalls.
Oh, that's some product recall. Okay.
Oh gosh, that's strange, isn't
odd.
It?
Yeah. Obviously, quality control paramount importance here. We've never had this before, but yeah, a couple of recalls.
Couple
apparently.
Couple of recalls.
Fancy that.
Well, we'll just rattle through those, yeah. And then I'll let you get on with your busy.
My busy warm evening.
Busy.
Hopefully warm.
Evening.
Hopefully warm.
All right. Well, yeah. I'll just be curled up here on the floor.
Peace.
Lethargy log.
Yeah, of course, a log or diary of when you were feeling lethargic. It was actually used by criminals to break in whilst you were sleeping and steal all your stuff.
The yo-go.
Yes, unfortunately, the yo-go did not work and was more of a yo-stop. Or, in fact, a no-go, which might have been a better title for it. Although, of course, it would have still been dysfunctional.
And apologies for all the limbs amputated.
Yes, I mean, yeah. More to the point, huge casualties were incurred. Possibly, but...
Children's Christmas cauldron.
Tis the season to urgently recall the children's Christmas cauldron.
Popular with witches, though.
Yes. So, any witches who bought one, please hold on to it.
But please stop putting children into it.
Boiler buddy.
Ah, yes, the buddy that comes out and sits next to your boiler and just lets you know that your boiler's working fine. Unfortunately, they aren't trained. They weren't able to actually tell you if the boiler was working. And ultimately, once you'd left the house, they did steal all your possessions.
Faint Thinner.
Of all the fad diets that we've advertised here at Sound Deals, Faint Thinner is perhaps the least healthy. And we have to hold our hands up and apologise.
I mean, obviously... I'm struggling to hold my hand up right now. Because
but you're very weak after 30 days.
Because I did 30 days of it.
Of the Faint Thinner diet, yeah.
Reflective laces.
Should laces spend their time sitting around thinking about all the things they've achieved or failed to achieve in their life? Arguably not, but that's what the reflective laces did.
Shower grenade.
What's a fun, explosive way to have a shower? Definitely not the extraordinarily dangerous shower grenade.
Please put the pin back in it. Don't even send it back to us. Just let us know. But please just dispose of it carefully.
And also, contrary to what Evander said, don't put the pin back in it. That is an awful idea.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.